Let's do this questionnaire. I wasn't planning on doing it, but things change. Yeah. Okay, this is gonna be long, so I hope you're strapped in, and please keep your hands and feet inside of the vehicle, and we should be good. What is your idea of perfect happiness? I have no fucking idea. I thought I did. I mean, I know what it's like to be happy, just doing good things. I have a job, I have a little sister that is hilarious. I have hobbies. I have, you know, I don't look half bad. I don't know. I was happy. Kind of. I was happy. It never reached the point where I was like, whoa, this is like perfect happiness. You know, I didn't know what perfect happiness was until, I guess, very recently. I fell in love for the first time. I'm 23. I fell in love for the first time at 23. I've dated before. I've never felt love in this way before. I fell in love and it wasn't perfect. It was definitely not perfect. But I was so happy. And maybe that shaped my idea of what perfect happiness is. But now that it's gone, I don't know what perfect happiness is anymore. I'm not gonna dream and say, yeah, I want to cure cancer, become a rock star. I'm not that ambitious. I'm not asking for a lot. Well, sorry, let's continue. 2. What is your greatest fear? My greatest fear is being inadequate. Being useless. Being a disappointment. People looking at me and thinking that, oh, you could have been something. People seeing the potential in me but then realizing that I'm not enough. That's my greatest fear, because it happens all the time. I could be better, but I'm not. Could be worth something more. But I'm not. What is the trait you most deplore in yourself? I'm kind of pessimistic. Well, honestly, no. I'm pessimistic now because I'm just being cynical now. I'm also sickeningly optimistic at times. I don't know. I think the trait I most deplore in myself is my inconsistency with my feelings. No, that's not true. Yeah, I'm being really inconsistent now because I'm confused. I'm not confused about my feelings, I'm confused about how to express them. The trait that I most deplore in myself is my ability to destroy things. To ruin things. Everything I touch, I will ruin. I go through phones like I go through toilet paper. I ruin people, I ruin opportunities, I don't mean to, I really don't, just don't know. What is the trait you most deplore in others? Inconsistency. And that's for me as well, but for others definitely. If you want something, fight for it. If you don't want it, don't even fucking try. Don't just keep wavering and then expecting people to just stick by you, because you can't stick by yourself. Which living person do you most admire? I don't know. I don't admire I don't know. I don't admire anyone anymore. I just... How about, can I just tell you about a person I admire? I admire my ex-boyfriend. He's gonna be graduating before he turns 21, and that's amazing. And while he doesn't have really big dreams and stuff, he knows how to work with things. He knows how to work with things. I admire him because he's very logical and level-headed, but at the same time he knows how to be affectionate and loving. I admire him because he takes chances. I also admire him because he knows when a chance isn't going to work out. And he's prepared to make changes, yeah, to get rid of things. I admire him because he's a neat freak, that he doesn't hold on to things for too long, unless it's like, you know, super like sentimental value. I admire him because he can think. That's not really, I mean, everybody can think. I admire him because he did something that not many people could do. He got me to open up. He got me to seriously open up, let my walls down, and I just cut out an entire part about that because I realized that was not what I wanted to say. I don't know who the living person I most admire is, so I'm gonna skip it. What is your greatest extravagance? In terms of like money-wise, like I don't like spending money. I think I spend the most money on my little sister. I don't spoil her because spoiling is bad. But I do want to encourage her to pursue certain things, like, she really likes games. And I asked her, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? She's not really sure. So I've kind of been splurging on some games for her, so I can, I guess, encourage her to get a better feel for what gaming is like, and, you know, if she can imagine herself as a game designer or programmer, stuff like that, so it could be kind of fun. You know, she just has to focus on math and everything like that. Okay. What is your current state of mind? Oh boy. My current state of mind is so everywhere. And I'm not sure if you can hear the plane, but there's a plane going over right now. I actually called into work today and said that, you know what, I can't come in because I feel like shit. Okay, I do kind of feel like shit, but at the same time, I think I'm coping alright. But I think it also could just be a defense mechanism where I'm just rationalizing everything and like just suppressing all the feels, stuff like that. I don't know. My current state of mind is very, very weird. I don't know. It's weird. What do you consider the most overrated virtue? Sacrifice. Okay, no, before you jump to any conclusions, sacrifice isn't bad. It's just the way people present sacrifice. You know, when people break up and it's like, oh, I just don't want to hurt you. I'm making the sacrifice of our relationship so I don't hurt you. Isn't that kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy where you're scared something will happen so you do it anyway? Doesn't work like that. And also sacrifice, like saying, oh, I sacrificed so much of my time to get this promotion. Well, the thing is, it's not really a sacrifice if you want the promotion. You're working towards something. You're being ambitious. Now, sacrifice is giving up something you value. If you want that promotion, obviously you value the promotion more than the time, and therefore you are happy to give up time to get that promotion. Now, if you got that promotion and you gave it up just for kicks, yeah, that is a huge sacrifice. Because you're giving up something that you value. So, sacrifice isn't bad, it's just the way people use it. To rationalize things, it just doesn't make any sense. It's overrated, just, oh, I'm making a huge sacrifice for you. No, you're not. You're not. On what occasion do you lie? When people ask how I am, I say I'm good. Because that's what people want to hear. Because nobody wants to hear that you're miserable. You pretend to be happy so people don't have to pry into your lives, or you pretend to be happy so you don't burden people with things. I lie to keep people safe from my feelings. What do you most dislike about your appearance? I don't like my nose much. It's alright, I guess. Could probably lose a bit more weight. I don't know. I don't think I'm that bad looking. I don't know. What living person do you most despise? I don't despise anyone. I wish I could. I wish I had it in me to hate people. Or at least hate people more than I hate myself. And the thing is, I don't hate myself. Like, I'm not full of self-hatred where I just wake up every day and I'm miserable. I'm not like that. I know that I'm a decent person. I know that I'm doing things. I know that I'm not sure if I'm making a difference, but I'm actually doing stuff with my life. And yet there's a part of me that just hates the fact that I'm like this, that I'm so volatile, the fact that I feel miserable. I hate feeling miserable. I hate the fact that I can never be enough to be happy. And I know I feel like that now because it's, you know, shit happens, but I'm just waiting until I can feel better. Maybe this wasn't a really good time to do this questionnaire, but this is going to be really, really awkward for people listening in, and it's like, oh my god, why is she sounding so sad? What is the quality you most like in a man? I don't know. Like, in a man in general? Like, because the next one is, what is the quality you most like in a woman? Well, the thing is, if I'm going to treat them both like humans, it's the same. I admire people who fight for things that they want. I admire people with passion, interest. I admire people who aren't complacent, who won't let things get in their way. I like people with dreams. I like people who pursue those dreams. I like people who dream regardless of whether it's an achievable dream or not. Which words or phrases do you most overuse? I don't know. I say I don't know a lot. I don't know. I don't think I overuse anything. Maybe if you ask someone else that talks to me a lot, then they might pick up something. I don't really have much awareness of what I'm saying that is used often. I say well a lot. Well, something like this. I don't even know if I've said it that many times in this one. I don't know. What or who is the greatest love of your life? That's an awful question. That's a really awful question. The greatest love of my life is life itself. The way you can wake up every morning and think that, wow, I am alive today, I am not fucking dead. The way you can feel your heartbeat in your chest, knowing that you are living another day. Thinking about what the things that you can achieve each and every day. I'm not afraid of death. The only reason why I don't want to die is because I love life. I want to do things with my life. I want to be somebody. That is the greatest love of my life. It's life itself. And it sucks because when life disappoints you, you kind of have to take a step back. When the greatest love of your life disappoints you, you have to take a step back. Because it hurts. When life throws curveballs at you, you kind of have to step out of the way. Or you get hit in the fucking face and then you fucking bleed. I fucking bled a lot out of my brains. I don't know. When and where were you happiest? I was happiest. When? Man, March 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, somewhere along those. May 12, June 20th. I don't know. Pick a day. I don't know. I was happiest for several parts of the previous few months. And where was I? I was here in Australia. It doesn't really mean much. I mean, I guess it does matter where I was, because the fact that I am here is why I am not happy anymore. Which talent would you most like to have? Teleportation. Wait, is that a talent? No, that's like a magic power. Sorry. A talent. A talent for creating things, I guess. To make things, to move people, to be inspired constantly by my surroundings. I want to be able to have a talent that draws in information from everything around me and then create something new and wonderful. I don't know. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? Where I was born. But doing that would probably change my personality and the way I was, you know, nurtured and raised, so. Okay, if I were to change one thing about myself is persistence, I guess. I'd like to be more persistent. I'd like to be more persistent and smarter. I wish I already graduated. What do you consider your greatest achievement? My greatest achievement was pulling myself out of depression, I think. My depression towards the end of high school and the beginning of university, that was pretty shitty. But I got through it. I mean, of course depression never really goes away, but yeah. In terms of other achievements, I don't really have any achievements that I'm proud of. I think, I'm not sure what my greatest achievement, but I definitely feel like it's an achievement when I've made a mark on someone's life. You know, if I've benefited their life in any way, even if I'm passing through or if I'm in their life, it's nice to know that my presence has given them something. I have an ex-boyfriend, not my most recent one, a different one, that after we broke up, he said that I changed him for the better. And that was amazing. I had a positive influence on someone's life, and that was great. If you were to die and come back as a person or a thing, what would it be? If I were to die, I would come back as myself because I want to finish this properly. Where would you most like to live? I don't care in terms of geographical location. I want to live with a person I love. With a person that I love. Indefinite article. What is your most treasured possession? Probably my guitar, maybe. Either that or photos. Baby photos mostly. I also have a locket. It's around a necklace and it's in a heart shape, and then you can put photos in there and stuff. It's empty. Because my heart is empty. That's shitty. No, I won't discuss it much, but yeah, that's something. What do you regard as the lowest depth of misery? Wow, loss of self, loss of identity, I think. When you lose yourself to anything that strips away the sense of who you are, like how people get addicted to drugs and then they no longer have control over their lives, over their actions. That's true misery. I mean, they don't know it, but if they were conscious of it, they would know. Losing someone you love also is pretty down there. And it's losing someone not just to death. I mean, yes, to death, definitely. But losing someone to time, to space, to anything. Having something amazing and then ripping it away from you is misery all over again. And that kind of links to the fact of, like, you know, loss of identity and everything, because I think once you love a person, whether it be family, friends, a romantic lover, they become a part of yourself. So when you lose them, you lose a part of yourself. And that loss of identity, a loss of direction, a loss of self, it's ridiculous. It feels like you're falling apart. You're becoming unhinged. It's awful. I don't know why, but it hurts and it's crazy, and it's difficult to explain, but it's pretty low. What is your favorite occupation? I think teachers are amazing. Teachers teach, they help shape children's minds. That's amazing. I have no idea why I never considered to be a teacher, because I think I would be amazing. So influential. I mean, you spend so much time as a kid getting your mind shaped by teachers. They're amazing. What is your most marked characteristic? Marked? Like, most, like, obvious, like, iconic characteristic of yourself? In terms of physical characteristic, my hair. Personality-wise, people have called me quite blunt, and I do this thing where I can get really involved and very passionate with things, but then it's very easy for me to switch and then go completely cold and then just apply a very rational, logical thought to something. That's something, I guess. What do you most value in your friends? Stubbornness. Stubborn enough to stick around, put up with me, stuff like that. Also, this is just in regards to people. I really like people who are passionate, so I really appreciate it when my friends have their interest and they're like, look at this, this is amazing. And honestly, I might not care about it, but the fact that they're so passionate and interested in whatever they're interested in is amazing. It's infectious. It's a joy to see someone so happy about something. It really is. Who are your favorite writers? Chuck Palahniuk is great. Mark Z. Danielewski. I also like Rob and Rand Miller. I like a lot of people. I don't know. I don't have any like iconic authors that I really like. My favorite writers could be some random person on the internet. Look, it's my favorite writers are people that can write things that touch me deep down in the depths of my soul. I like writing that can change the way I feel about something, writing that changes the way I feel about myself, writing that can make me laugh, writing that can draw me to tears, writing that can bring me to tears. I love it all. I don't know if I have a favorite writer. Who is your hero of fiction? Howard Roark. He was an architect. Ayn Rand is one of my favorite writers. Sorry, that was another thing. Howard Roark was an architect in The Fountainhead. He didn't take any shit from anyone. It was great. The fact is, The Fountainhead was what introduced me to the concept of objectivism and egoism, not egotism. Like I'm not saying he's egotistic, he is egoistic, meaning he knows how to put himself as the priority in his life. He's not gonna do things for other people. And it's not like he wouldn't, he would, but he's not gonna be a slave to other people's wants and needs. I think that's amazing, and the fact is that he is very different from me. I am more altruistic. And he is not. And it's fine. Altruism is a really tricky thing where you don't expect things from other people, but in some ways you kind of are. You're expecting to feel good about it. It's a really weird situation. I'm not going to go into that, but Howard Roark, yeah, definitely. Which historical figure do you identify with the most? Most identify with? I don't know. I'm going to skip this question because I don't feel like I identify with anyone. Who are your heroes in real life? Heroes in real life. I don't know. I don't look up to anyone anymore. I used to look up to people, you know, successful people, happy people. People who know how to pick themselves up again after they fall over. You know, we all have that quiet courage inside of us. I think we're all potential heroes for everyone else. I don't know if I have any heroes. Everyone's a hero. The fact that you're living here, the fact that you're alive, the fact that you're doing stuff with your life means you're a hero to so many people already. What are your favorite names? I can't tell you my favorite name. So I won't tell you. What is it that you most dislike? I don't like it when things don't work. I like it when things work. I like it when things fit together. I don't like it when things don't fit. I don't like giving up. I dislike giving up. What is your greatest regret? Actually, no, my biggest regret is picking my original degree. It was a mistake. If I had done something that I could have pulled through, I would have graduated. I would have been doing more with my life. I mean, I'm doing shit now, but I could be doing so much more. I could be so much more. I could have been somebody. I'm pretty sure that Marlon Brando said something like that. How would you like to die? In the arms of the person that I love. It's never gonna change. What is your motto? It's never too late to masturbate. Okay, it's not my life motto, but it's just a thing that a friend and I thought up, and it rhymed. Look, honestly, my motto I'm gonna look it up. I have a life motto. I'm not sure if it's a life motto, but it's definitely something that I live by, or I try to. This is just like kind of like life advice. Be sensible. Find a practical job, a stable practical job, and then use that money to help you dream. You know, just, you can be ambitious as you want. You can say though, I don't need the money. Money can't buy happiness. Look, it can't buy happiness, you're right. But it's gonna definitely help you get somewhere. So use that money, use that time to help you dream, because dreams are everything. If you can make a dream a reality, do it. Maybe that's my motto. If you have a dream, fight for it, make it a reality. Because if you don't, you're going to keep on wondering what happened to that dream. It's going to dry up, and then it's going to mean nothing. So keep the dream alive and fight for it. If you want something, fight for it. Because nothing good comes easy.